Take a look at this YouTube video. It's called Being Ugly, My Experience. Being Ugly, My Experience. It has 2.7 million views. Wow, 2.7. Do you know how many views my most popular video has? Take a guess. Well, I'll tell you, it has 1.4 million. So this guy's video, Being Ugly, My Experience, it has twice as many views as my most popular video. Wow. I'll try to post a link to this guy's video down there in case you want to watch it. It's a bit depressing, but I really like people like this, you know, people who are just honest and genuine. So the reason I'm telling you this is because you might think a YouTube channel has to be about something, you know, like cooking or teaching English, like my channels, but it doesn't need to be. You know, you could talk about anything. You could just talk about your experiences, you know, what it's like being skinny, what it's like being fat, what it's like being short or tall or anything, what it's like living in Mozambique, you know. You could make a video, you know, what a supermarket is like in Mozambique. Wow, I don't know what a supermarket looks like in Mozambique. It might be an interesting video to watch, right? So the ideas, the possibilities are just endless. So whatever, you know, don't think a YouTube channel has to be about something. You could have a really specific topic, or you could just make a bunch of random videos. It's everything is up to you. It's your vision, okay? So that's step one. I made a little chart here with seven steps. Okay, so step one, the vision. What do you want to do? What kind of videos do you want to make? Okay, step two is think of a name. What's your channel going to be called? Is it going to be called Mad English TV like my channel? No, you can't steal my name. I already took it. You know, it could be that your channel name doesn't even make sense, right? It doesn't even need to make sense. Like, some of the most popular YouTubers have channels, like their name doesn't even make sense. For example, PewDiePie. You've probably heard of PewDiePie. Do you know what that means? PewDiePie. What does it mean? Or MKBHD, right? MKBHD is one of the most popular tech YouTube channels. It's just five letters, MKBHD. What does that mean? You could just make your channel name anything you want. It could be your name, it could be something crazy, it could be whatever you want. Okay, so that's step two. Step three, start your channel. Just start your channel. Go on youtube.com and just sign up for a YouTube channel, and, you know, just type in your name and upload a picture and just look at the different settings, the options. For example, you can choose if you want people to see how many subscribers you have, or if you want that to be a secret. You know, if you're starting out with zero subscribers, you might feel a bit embarrassed if people come across your channel and see that you have zero subscribers. I know I was a bit embarrassed about that, but I started this channel with zero views and zero subscribers, and now I have over 300,000 subscribers and 22 million views. So, step four, just make a freaking video, right? Just make a freaking video. Like, how are you gonna do that? That might seem like the most intimidating part of the whole process. How do you make a video? You know, where do you stand? Should I stand up or should I sit down? What should I have in the background? Should I have a bag? What color bag should I have in the background? You know, you can choose everything. What do you want your videos to look like? Do you even want to be in your videos? You know, a lot of YouTube channels don't have the person in the video, right? I mean, you know, you might just walk around with a camera out, and, you know, you might be a traveler. You might make some travel videos and you show other people, but you never show yourself. That's fine. Or maybe you'll just show a blank screen. You know, you might just want to make videos talking about politics. You know, how much you love Trudeau or how much you hate Trudeau. You know, you might not want to show your face, so you might just show up just a solid screen or a picture of whatever. You know, you've seen YouTube channels like that, right? Where you don't see a person talking, you just see some sort of graphic or animation or something like that. Okay, so, about equipment. Now, that's also something you might be intimidated about. How should I make a video? Should I use my phone? Should I buy a really nice, expensive camera? What about audio? You know, I need good audio, video, audio. Well, my next video is going to be all about equipment, the equipment I use and the equipment that I would recommend you start with, or, you know, just different options for you depending on what your channel is about. Okay, so stick around. That's going to be my next video. Okay, so step four, make a freaking video. Just your first video is just going to suck. You know, my first video sucked. And a lot of other YouTubers that I've talked to, they say their first video was just terrible. When they look back at their first few videos, they're just terrible. So just try to be kind to yourself. Just, you know, sometimes we can be our own worst critics, right? We want to be perfectionists, especially if your face is on camera. You know, you might worry about how your face looks, or is my hair looking okay? Or just make a video. Upload the video, okay? So step five, upload your video. You know, that's a very easy thing. You just click upload. When you start your YouTube video, you'll see. You just click upload, it uploads. You know, and then you can make a thumbnail, the little picture on the side, you know, that sort of gets people to click on it. That's important. Now, I'll talk more about that in my next video too. It's important to have, you know, nice thumbnails to attract people to your videos. Now, step six is try to get some views, okay? Try to get some views. You know, when you start, when you make your video, when you upload your video, you'll probably check it in a few minutes to see if you have any views, and you might see zero views. And then you check it again the next day. Ooh, did I get any views? Oh no, zero views. It can be a bit depressing when you start a YouTube channel. I know what that's like. You gotta think in the future. YouTube isn't just it's not an overnight success. You have to put in the time and the work. I mean, you might make your first video might get a billion views. Who knows? And that's sort of the exciting thing about YouTube. You don't know. You don't know what's gonna happen. But, you know, you're probably not gonna get that many views on your first few videos. So try to get some views from somewhere. Now, when I started my YouTube channel, like my YouTube channel is about teaching English, right? And what I did was I went on Facebook and I joined some English learning groups, okay? So I just joined those groups, and then I posted my videos in the groups and I got some views that way. If you're one of my subscribers who found my channel through one of those Facebook groups, then let me know down there in the comments, because that's one thing I tried to do, you know, because I didn't have any views either. So I thought, how can I get, you know, people to watch my videos? So that was one idea. I mean, you might have a job where, you know, your coworkers are interested in something that you have to talk about. So you could just tell your coworkers, or tell your classmates, or tell your family, hey, go watch my video. You know, just, I don't know, to get some views, to give you some encouragement. Okay, so that is step six. Just try to get some views. Okay, now number seven, steer your ship. You know, steer your ship. Starting a YouTube channel is like embarking on a voyage. You know, you don't really know, or you might know where you're going, where you want to go, but you're not quite sure how to get there. So, you know, you can't steer a ship that's not moving, right? So after you start uploading your videos, you know, you learn more and more. And then it's easier to steer your ship when you're already moving. So just upload some videos and just see where it goes, you know? Your YouTube channel might be about talking, you know, about politics. And some of your viewers might be really interested in African politics. Then you think, maybe I should make some more videos talking about African politics. So you just, I don't know, you just try to steer your ship as best you can. you'll make a lot of mistakes. I have made so many mistakes on YouTube. I mean, that's basically all my channel is, making mistakes, learning. Why did that video get so many views, but this video didn't? You know, some of the videos that I put the most effort into just got a few views, and then some other videos that I wasn't expecting to be very popular, they got a lot of views. So you just don't know. Just try. Just keep trying. You'll figure it out. Don't get too stressed out. Just remember these 7 steps, right? Just have a vision. What's your vision? What do you want to do? Think of a channel name. Don't get too stressed out about it. Just anything. Anything is okay. Okay, start your channel. Make a freaking video. Upload your video. Try to get some views, you know, from wherever. You could start with your family, friends, or maybe even just start with yourself. Just watch your videos a few times just to get some more views. Just sort of start and see where it goes. You know, being a YouTuber means you're an entrepreneur. And entrepreneurs start something new. You know, you're starting something new. You don't know where it's going to go. Just try your best. Forget the rest. Hey, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day wherever you are. I'm here in beautiful Chiang Mai, Thailand. And look forward to seeing you over in the next few videos. All right, take care.